This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm David Green.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Later today in the college town of Galesburg, Illinois, President Obama will make one in a series of speeches about the nation's economy. The move in part seems aimed at raising pressure on Congress to avoid gridlock and partisan showdowns. But before the president takes the stage, we wanted to take a look at just where the U.S. economy stands today. Unemployment is falling, job growth is picking up, but both very slowly. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
In his speech today, President Obama will return to Knox College in Illinois. Before he was president, then Senator Obama gave a speech there. The White House has been emailing out a link to video excerpts of that speech from 8 years ago.
How does America find its way in this new global economy? What will our place in history be?
This is definitely still a fair question today. If you ask most economists how the country is doing right now, you do not get a very enthusiastic answer.
Well, the recovery is not doing that well.
That's Nariman Baravesh. He's the chief economist for IHS Global Insight. We've been checking in with him since the financial crisis hit.
4 years into recovery, the growth rate has been pretty lackluster. We have jobs growth, but that too has been rather anemic. We still have over 11 million people who would like to have a job, who don't have a job. So is the glass half full? Is it half empty? Well, to be generous, it's half full, but it's only half full.
Jobs and housing are improving, but there have been some other weak spots, and those have been taking a toll. John Makin is an economist with the conservative-leaning American Enterprise Institute.
Most forecasters 2 months ago were predicting growth in the second quarter. We're predicting 2 to 2.5% growth. Now the forecast average is below 1%, down quite sharply.
In other words, forecasters have cut their growth estimates in half for the second quarter. Now, most economists expect that the recovery is going to regain traction again, but Makin thinks that there could just be too many headwinds. Europe's in recession, that's not good for exports. Then there's the sequester and the expiration of the payroll tax cut. Makin actually says that those two things did most of the damage.
We raised taxes and cut spending, and that's dragging down the economy. And, you know, it's really not surprising that we see a slowdown. What's surprising is that people are still talking about a pickup in coming quarters.
So it's against this backdrop of uncertainty that the president will speak later today. He's likely to talk about strengthening the middle class and small business. But as far as any big new initiatives to spur growth and recovery in the short term,
I would say no, because there's still a lot of concern in Washington about spending and the budget.
That's John Sylvia, chief economist at Wells Fargo. In other words, he's saying that a divided Congress limits the president's ability to do something big. That's despite calls, even from some conservative economists who would like to see a grand bargain in Washington. Short-term stimulus that's favored by Democrats, coupled with some long-term commitments to cut spending on entitlement programs that Republicans would like to see. The AEI's John Makin.
You know, that's the right way to go. I'd like to see all that. When I look at the Congress, I don't see it happening.
Still, there are some in the business world who remain optimistic. American corporations are back to pre-bubble debt levels. That means many have cash on hand to start investing once they get more confident. Also, the country's in the midst of a natural gas boom that could provide a long-term boost. Last week, Jamie Dimon, the CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase, spoke to CNBC on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange.
This country, it's got the best universities, the best businesses. It's got low corruption, the widest and deepest capital markets. It's hugely innovative, from Steve Jobs to the factory floor. It's got a wonderful work ethic. We've got a royal straight flush. And now we've got natural gas. America's going to come back, and it's going to blow people's socks off when it does.
Many Americans, most likely all the way up to the president, are hoping that Jamie Dimon is right. Chris Arnold, NPR News.